12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Well, this week, Algoa Cares is focusing on suicide prevention ahead of the 10th of September, World Suicide Prevention Day. Joining us now, representing SADAC, Operations Manager, Venetia Gordon. Venetia, great to have you on Algoa Cares this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. SADAC, tell us more about the NPO, the acronym, and the objectives.
So SADAC is actually the African Depression and Anxiety Group, and we run very dedicated helplines to provide people with mental health care support, counseling, as well as referrals nationwide. We also run the National Suicide Crisis Helpline, and we've been around for over 28 years now.
Wow, 28 years. Scary to see there are 23 suicides a day recorded in South Africa and 230 serious attempts. In terms of intervention, can family or friends reach out to your organization should they suspect a suicidal case in their circle?
Absolutely. And I always say that even if someone is feeling stressed, they're feeling overwhelmed, they're not sure what these symptoms are that they're feeling. You know, they might be isolating themselves. They might be noting that their eating and sleeping habits might be changing. If you're not sure what these symptoms mean and you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, please reach out to SADAC. Speak to a counselor, because that's the way you're going to get the help to actually understand and also know what referrals are available for you and what resources can help you actually cope in your day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into you how our listeners can get in touch with you should they have these symptoms of anxiety, depression, etc. How many support groups are under your wing, and what are the significance with regards to these groups?
So SADAC has been running support groups from the launch of SADAC. So 28 years ago, we started this. Our founder actually started a support group, and she noticed how needed this support group was to the communities. Yeah. It's a space where a person can that might be struggling with a mental illness that realizes that, you know, that maybe I'm alone in this. Maybe no one understands me. Mm. This support group is there to actually provide that safe space and actually know that, you know, I'm not alone. Others are also experiencing that. So it's a space to share your coping skills, share your self-help tips, share what you've experienced so that others can also learn from it. So it's a very safe space. And we have over 160 nationwide right now, whether it be face-to-face, whether it be online, as well as some of the hybrid groups.
A rhetorical question for someone having suicidal thoughts right now, going through anxiety and depression. What would be the first step to healing?
So if you are struggling and really not sure where to get the help, you might be nervous to speak to a loved one, you might be scared, you don't know who to speak to, please reach out to the SADAC helpline. It's 0800-567-567, or even go to our website and look at all the different information spaces that we have. We have articles, videos, toolkits, where you can find information around maybe how you're feeling and actually understand it a little bit more. I always say that knowledge is definitely power, and the more you know about it, the more you can help yourself as well as help others if you're noticing a loved one is experiencing these symptoms and they might be a little bit too scared to actually talk about it.
Well, we have all your details on our website on the Algoa Cares page, Algoa Country. Should you know someone, or if you'd love to make contact with SADAC, feel free to do just that. It's been a fruitful few minutes. I hope those affected would take heed and reach out for assistance. Thank you so much for your insight into your NPO, your organization. Venetia Gordon, great having you on the show this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Take care.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.